You're listening to BBC Learning English.
A high-powered fashion parade, along what must count as the most famous red carpet in the world. After hours of hairdressing, makeup and styling, this is the result.
OK, Jean, he's describing a famous red carpet.
A famous red carpet. 它讲的是一条著名的红地毯。
The most famous red carpet in the world.
And the people on the red carpet?
Well, they've had hours of hairdressing, makeup, and styling.
他们都花了好几个小时做头发 hairdressing, 化妆 makeup, 还有设计造型 styling.
So we're talking about very famous people at a very glamorous event.
这是一个明星云集的风光场面 glamorous, full of movie stars.
Yep, it's Hollywood's biggest event of the year, the Oscars.
Fantastic, the Oscars, 奥斯卡金像奖
BBC Learning English, entertainment.
Hello and welcome to BBC Learning English. I'm Neil and with me today is Jean.
大家好我是董征。
In today's programme, we're going to hear from some of the winners of this year's Oscars.
在我们今天的节目当中呢我们会给大家献上今年奥斯卡金像奖得主他们本人亲口给我们谈他的体会和感想。
But first, here are some facts about the Oscars.
Okay.
The Oscars is actually a nickname.
昵称 nickname.
It's a nickname for the statuette the winners receive. Statuette.
小雕像 statuette.
The statuette is given to the winners of Academy Awards. The full name is the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences.
在颁奖晚会上这些奥斯卡奖会被颁给奖项的优胜者。其实奥斯卡金像奖的正式称呼呢是电影艺术与科学学院奖。When did it start?
In 1929.
So this year's was the 79th event.
It's estimated that around a billion people watch the event around the world.
A billion! 全球有十亿人观看这个奥斯卡的颁奖晚会。So who won this year?
Well, it was a good night for Britain because the Queen won an Oscar.
The Queen won an Oscar?What are you talking about, Neil? 英国女王获得了奥斯卡奖，有没有搞错？
A British woman called Helen Mirren won the Best Actress Award for her part as Queen Elizabeth in a film called The Queen.
原来今年荣获奥斯卡最佳女主角奖的是英国资深女演员 Helen Mirren. 她是凭借在影片《女王》当中饰演伊丽莎白女王而获奖。
This is the speech she made when she received the Oscar.
Now, you know, for 50 years and more, Elizabeth Windsor has maintained, her dignity, her sense of duty, and her hairstyle. She's had her feet planted firmly on the ground, her hat on her head, her handbag on her arm, and she's weathered many, many storms. And I salute her courage and her consistency, and I thank her, because if it wasn't for her, I most, most certainly would not be here. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the Queen.
She says for 50 years, the Queen has maintained her dignity. Maintain.
保持 maintain.
She's maintained her dignity and her sense of duty. Dignity.
尊严 dignity.
Sense of duty.
使命感 sense of duty.
Then she makes a joke about the Queen's hairstyle. She says she's also maintained the same hairstyle for 50 years.
她说她也把这一个发型保持了整整五十年。
Here's the first part again.
Now, you know, for 50 years and more...Elizabeth Windsor has maintained, her dignity, her sense of duty, and her hairstyle.
She says the Queen's had her feet firmly planted on the ground.
她说女王呢总是双脚坚实地踏在地上，就是脚踏实地。
It means she's been very practical and seen things as they really are.
就是说她人非常的实际，看事情很透彻。
And she's weathered many storms.To weather a storm.
就是能够成功地应付非常困难的局面 To weather the storm.
And Helen Mirren says she salutes her courage and consistency. To salute.
在这里呢 to salute 就是向某人公开致敬的意思。
Courage.
勇气、胆识。
Consistency.
始终如一、坚定。
Here's the second part again.
She's had her feet planted firmly on the ground, her hat on her head, her handbag on her arm, and she's weathered many, many storms. And I salute her courage and her consistency. And I thank her, because if it wasn't for her, I most certainly would not be here. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the Queen.
She says that without the Queen, she wouldn't have won the Oscar.
他说呢，如果不是有英国女皇，她也不会得这个奥斯卡奖。
Okay, I think we've heard lots of new words, so let's just check them again.
让我们把刚才接触到的一些词汇再来回顾一下。
Statuette.
小塑像。
Dignity.
尊严。
To have your feet on the ground.
脚踏实地。
To weather a storm.
去驾驭困境。
To salute someone.
向某人公开致敬。
Across China.This is BBC Learning English.
Receiving this honor tonight tells me it's possible for a kid from East Texas, raised in South Central LA, who believes in his dreams, commits himself to them with his heart, to touch them,and to have them happen. When I first started acting, it was because of my desire to connect to everyone.
That was the American actor Forrest Whitaker.
He won the Best Actor Award for his part in a film called The Last King of Scotland. 他凭借呢在影片《末代独裁》当中饰演的角色夺得了最佳男主角奖。
He made an emotional speech. Emotional.
动感情的。
He didn't come from a privileged background. Privileged.
优越的。
He was raised in South Central Los Angeles, or LA.
而那里呢，一向是以暴力和社会质量的低下而著称。
So it was even more difficult for him to become a successful actor. He says he had to believe in his dream.
He says he committed himself to his dream with his heart. 他说他把他全心都倾注在了他的梦想上。
Receiving this honor tonight tells me it's possible for a kid from East Texas, raised in South Central LA, who believes in his dreams, commits himself to them with his heart, to touch them and to have them happen. When I first started acting, it was because of my desire to connect to everyone.
And there was a very funny speech from a man who won the Best Director Oscar.
Who was that?
A man called Martin Scorsese. He's famous for directing gangster movies. Gangster.
匪徒 gangster.
His films have always been critically acclaimed, but he's never won an Oscar. Critically acclaimed.
受评论界好评的。Critically acclaimed.
Do you know how many times he's been nominated without winning an Oscar?
No. How many times has he been nominated? 他多少次被提名了呢?
5 times without winning.
So he must have been relieved. 那这次他肯定是大松了一口气了。
And surprised, he could hardly believe it.
So many people over the years have been wishing this for me. Some strangers, you know, I'm walking in the street, people say something to me. I go in a doctor's office, I go in a whatever, elevators. People say, I wish you should win, you should win. I go for an x-ray, you should win one. And I'm saying thank you.
He says strangers he meets, such as people at the doctors or people in the elevator, tell him he should win. Elevator.
Elevator 就是电梯。
Elevator's an example of American English. In Britain, we say lift.For the same thing.
在北美呢，人们说到电梯都会使用 elevator 这个词，而英国英语里的电梯却是 lift.
There are a few examples of this, but try not to worry too much about the differences between British and American English. We all understand each other.
美式英语和英式英语呢，确实在一些词上有不同的使用方法。不过大家在学习的时候，倒并不用用太多的精力去钻研它，因为基本上来说呢，美国人和英国人之间都听得懂对方的英语。
Do you think he spoke quickly?
Yes, it was very difficult to understand him.
Well, try not to understand every single word people are saying when they speak. It's better to try to get the general understanding.
确实，当我们在听英语的时候啊，其实不用费劲儿去努力听懂对方说的每一个字，因为这样反而会往往影响了你理解对方表达的整体意思。
Try it now. Here's Oscar-winning director Martin Scorsese again.
So many people over the years have been wishing this for me. Strangers, you know, I went walking in the street, people say something to me, I go in a doctor's office, I go in a whatever, elevators, people saying, I wish you should win, you should win. I go for an x-ray, you should win one. And, I'm saying thank you.
You're listening to BBC Learning English.
Well, Jean, it's all over for another year.
Oh, yes, they'll have to roll up that famous red carpet. 是的，他们又要把那条著名的红地毯重新卷起来了。
Did you enjoy the speeches?
I thought Forrest Whitaker's was very moving. Moving 就是令人感动的。
Moving. I liked Martin Scorsese's.He really deserved to win, I think, and was really pleased with his Oscar.
不过我们今天 BBC Learning English 节目的时间也快到了。
But before we go, let's hear the new words again. Privilege.
特权。
Gangster.
匪徒。
Critically acclaimed.
受到评论界好评的。
Elevator.
电梯。
Moving.
使人感动的。
If you want more help with your English, go to our website at www.china.com.cn.
如果大家想了解更多好学好用的英语知识，那就到我们的网站来看看吧。网址就是 www.bbcchina.com.cn.
And why not send us an email at chinaelt@bbc.co.uk. See ya.
Bye.
BBC Learning English. Entertainment.